Life gets pretty crazy sometimes, right? So many voices telling us what to do, what not to do, what to believe, where to go, what to wear, all these different things. But guess what? In the middle of all that noise, God's voice is there too, and He's whispering to us. And that's the focus of this morning's promise, where we'll talk about the awesome gift of the Holy Spirit. Our verse for this morning is 1 John 2:27, and it says, "But the anointing that you received from Him abides in you, and you have no need that anyone should teach you. But as His anointing teaches you about everything and is true and is no lie, just as it has taught you, abide in Him." When I mentioned that this morning's promise is about the gift of the Holy Spirit, I thought to myself, the Holy Spirit can sound like an old idea or an old story for a lot of people. It's not as sexy sometimes, but the Holy Spirit is God's gift to us. When we said yes to Jesus, for those of us who've said yes, the Holy Spirit was God's gift to us to come and live in us. It means that we've got a direct line to God's wisdom and truth whenever we need it. So we don't have to rely on what everybody else is saying or thinking or telling us to do, because we know that God's got our backs and He's teaching us and He's leading us every step of the way through the Holy Spirit. But here's the thing, we've got to pay attention. We've got to lean into it. Because the Holy Spirit doesn't yell. He doesn't shout over the noise of the world. He whispers to our hearts. He gently nudges us in the right direction, showing us what's best to do. So if we're not quiet and being deliberate about hearing from the Holy Spirit, we'll miss these directions. We'll miss His guidance. We'll miss His voice. Today and every day after today, when things get tough, take a moment to listen. Quiet your mind and ask the Holy Spirit to speak to you. And then trust that what He says is true. And not just on your bad days, make a habit out of pausing and allowing the Holy Spirit to speak to you. That's my prayer for you today. And that's the promise. Have a good day.